Well, I think that one of the things that I thought that is interesting that is the companies now are looking for a little bit more than only cost reduction and aspects like cost arbitrage and location and time zone. That is important, but they are looking to other things, such as like how much the business is impacted by the solution and the provider. And I thought it was really interesting to discuss about that.
Okay. Well, Stefanini has delivery centers outside of Brazil.
Yes.
So multiple locations. So do you find that your clients, sometimes they want the Brazilian expertise and sometimes they want cost reduction? Is that why you have multiple centers, or is it for to service global clients?
First, it's to serve global clients, but not only for a cost perspective, because we can have very good cost savings in doing in Brazil. Mm. And one of the reasons that we offer that is to mitigate risk, because you can use them as a contingency in terms of clients. So if you have like any problem, such a exchange fluctuation, we experience like problems even with the dollar, right?
Yeah.
So if you have like any problem regarding to the currency in one country, you can utilize another country as a contingency.
Yeah.
We have the same methodologies and the practices in different countries and development centers, and basically the same level of quality you can deliver. In addition to that, we have some differences. Evidently, every country is different, and we can use that as an alternative, or as I said, or a hybrid solution, or you have several different situations that we can leverage our presence in different countries.
Okay, well, I mean, clearly the industry is changing, and there's more of an external, international focus. Is that a result of the political changes? I mean, in the past decade in Brazil, the government seems to have been focused on more creating more of a open Brazil and to trade internationally. Is the IT industry connected to that in some way?
I think it was a combination of those factors, not only the government initiatives, but also the Brazilian companies that started to look for international presence and to grow international presence. We started that in 1995, but I consider that the most important step that we had towards to be more of a global company was starting evidently in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. is the biggest market. And to do that, it was hard in the beginning. We started in the U.S. in 2001, exactly because of nobody knew about Brazil. After the government start to help the Brazilian IT companies to promote Brazil as an alternative to India, we noticed that the market and our challenges were not so so big in terms of it was easier for us to prove ourselves there. Mm. You know, we didn't have to approach the market as a company that they are not used to, providing services from countries that they are not used to provide.
Yeah.
You know, so at least it was easier after that.